Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa voters will be choosing a new governor to replace Republican incumbent Kim Reynolds when she steps down at the end of her term. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach reports Reynolds announced Friday that she's leaving office to spend more time with her family.
Reynolds rose from lieutenant governor to governor in 2017. She's the first woman to ever hold that office, but she's not running for a third full term in 2026. In a video statement, Reynolds thanked voters for supporting her career from her first election as Clark County Treasurer. Going forward, she says Republicans have built a strong foundation in state politics.
I've seen firsthand the passion and dedication of so many leaders, and I am confident that the next generation will continue to build on our success.
Reynolds' announcement will change the lineup in the race for governor. The only official Republican candidate is former Representative Brad Sherman of Williamsburg. For Democrats, so far only Paul Dahl of Webster City has publicly announced he's running. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
A new pilot program in Davenport is putting off-duty police officers on foot patrol in the downtown area. 15 officers will check in with downtown businesses and coordinate with local agencies like the Vera French Mental Health Center and Humility Homes and Services to make sure individuals get the help that they need. Kyle Carter is the executive director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership. He says a similar program exists across the river in Rock Island.
We're not reinventing the wheel. I mean, this model has been done all over the country. It's new to us, but certainly something that other downtown organizations like ours are very engaged in all over the country.
The pilot program is scheduled to run for a year and has been given $65,000 in funding. Carter says it may scale up in the future and that the early response from businesses and people on the street has been positive. University of Iowa Healthcare has unveiled its newest hospital in North Liberty between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it's a one-of-a-kind medical center in one of the fastest-growing areas of the state.
The new 469,000-square-foot facility was designed with a special focus on orthopedic care. It has a walk-in clinic, emergency room, pharmacy, laboratories, and a state-of-the-art physical therapy center. Soon, the halls will be filled with 700 staffers. Officials estimate more than half will come from inside the UI healthcare network. Denise Jamison is the vice president for medical affairs at the University of Iowa.
I'm going to say that again because I think it's the most important thing that we can say today. This facility offers a new level of comprehensive orthopedic care that has not previously been available in the state. We're really excited and we're really proud.
Construction for the new hospital began in October 2021. It is scheduled to open later this month. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Illinois Senate has passed two reform bills in honor of Springfield resident Sonia Massey, who was fatally shot by a sheriff's deputy in her home about 9 months ago. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
One bill would create a roadmap for countywide officials in Springfield to be recalled through a ballot measure in the 2026 election. The other would bar law enforcement agencies from making hires without combing through previous employment records. Democratic Senator Doris Turner of Springfield has taken on the mantle of passing police reforms.
When this tragedy first happened, all of my colleagues reached out to offer their sympathy, offer their condolences, and to literally say, what can we do?
36-year-old Massey was shot by former Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson after she called 911 for help. The bills now head to the House. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Quad Cities River Bandits lost 5-1 to close out their home opener series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers last night in Davenport. This is WVIK News.